Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Carmen Gaskin. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, October 23rd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Earlier this week, NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nathan Totenberg delivered the 36th annual Leopold Lecture at Kahn Auditorium. Totenberg reflected on her experience reporting on the Supreme Court and offered insight into recent legal developments. Sociology professor Laura Nielsen moderated the sold-out lecture in a Q&A format. Bob's Pizza, known for its weekly trivia nights, is set to close at the end of the month. Winners of nightly trivia receive prizes such as discounts and meals on the house. The pizza joint has served specialty pizzas, wings, cheese curds, and custom drinks to the Evanston community for nearly 3 years. With hours open until 1 a.m. most nights, it serves as one of downtown's only late-night spots. Yesterday, Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulis warned federal agents in the Chicago area to stop swapping or altering license plates. State penalties include fines or possible jail time. The Secretary of State has stated he has the authority to revoke a vehicle's license plate if found obscuring licenses to conceal detection during operations. SNAP benefits could soon end for nearly 1.9 million Illinois families. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has informed all states that it will not fund the program beginning November 1st if the government shutdown, now in its fourth week, continues. More than 420 anti-science bills backed by RFK Jr. have hit state houses across the country, attacking long-standing health protections such as vaccines, milk safety, and fluoride. Around 30 bills have been enacted in 12 states. Kennedy's allies dispute that their agenda is anti-science. Earlier this week, thieves rode a basket lift up the Louvre's facade and fled with priceless crown jewels in a four-minute-long strike. According to French media, two perpetrators disguised themselves in yellow safety vests and two on rented scooters. Officials say the heist was among the highest-profile theft in the museum's history. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Carmen Gaskin. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch up our next newscast tomorrow, October 24th, at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.